Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Tied Down Tight. This file is a really subtle resistance file where you will be brought deep. But there's also something else going on. This file isn't gentle, because we are going to play a game. The rules of this game are different than some of the other ones that you may have played in the past with me, because with this game, I am allowed to do what ever it takes to take you down in whatever way I deem appropriate. And I've brought a few things with me to make this even more fun. Now you may choose to struggle at some point, but I can assure you that I am more than strong enough to deal with whatever struggles you may have. Now, where shall we begin? See, part of the fun is that your only task is to try to stay awake. However, the real question, the real challenge will come near the end. Now, there are many ways in which I could begin to force you down, to tie you up, to constrain you with both words, actions, deeds. But someone gave me the idea to start in an almost innocent manner, with the humble necktie. Normally knotted in a way that looks pleasing to the eyes and shows off some form of status. The soft, strong fabric can be very easily used as both a restraint and a blindfold. Imagine yourself sitting on a wooden chair with a relatively high back. You're not quite sure why you're still sitting there, as I wouldn't be surprised if almost every part of your mind is telling you to run. I'm circling around you. Every deliberate, slow step, proof of how much I am in control. The smile on your face, as nervous as it can be, is amusing as you think you have any semblance of control in this situation. Words. steps. Movement slow and deliberate. It is easy to move fast and make you jump, but slow, deliberate movements make you even more aware that I am in control of this situation. Almost surprising, I move the necktie over your face, over your eyes, and pull you back, tying it behind your head over the chair so that you can no longer move your head forwards. I press your chest back into the chair to make sure that you don't even try to sneak underneath it. As I put some of my weight onto your lap, you are suddenly pinned down in the chair and wonder what is going to happen. Rope, very quickly, briefly wraps itself around your chest and then the chair and then your chest again to make sure that you cannot escape. All these actions only took seconds. And while you were first occupied in following my every move, now that your sight is taken away, you're unsure what happens next. The ropes around your chest make it impossible for you to reach your head because you cannot lean forward. The pressure of the fabric keeps your head back. It doesn't take long before I wrestle one arm down, all the way stretching down to be tied to the chair. Rough ropes around your wrists, wrapped multiple times to make sure that the pressure is beautifully evenly spread and can be tight to contain and constrain you into one place. Your other arm is trying to wiggle towards me, but the more you focus on the one arm that is slightly free, the less you realize that I'm easily tying down the one that I have. With a grip almost like steel, I grab your free wrist and push it the other way slowly, deliberately. I could do it fast, but no. I want you to feel the force, the strength, the detail, the deliberate movements and purpose. While I move you with one hand, I prepare another rope to quickly wrap around your wrist so I can pull your arm back. And as I pull it back, another few loops of the rope around your wrist quickly becomes a bond that you cannot escape or wiggle out of. The rough rope scratches a little against your skin. It is no use to fight it. It is no use to resist. And I'm amused that you still do. I'm amused that you try to fight as much as you can, knowing that it is a losing battle, a helpless, powerless state in which you can only fall deeper under my control. Your arms, your chest, your head, already restrained. Your legs are kicking fruitlessly, doing no more than tiring you out. You can hear the evil grin on my voice, on my words. You don't even have to see it. You don't have to see anything, because you know what is happening. It's too much fun to not take both legs at once, wrapping a rope loosely around your ankles and then pulling it tighter with every wiggle you make. Soon you realize that trying to move only makes it easier for me to wrap you tighter. More loops around your ankles make it obvious that this too is not only a losing battle, but you've already lost. It takes a few seconds more for me to tie your ankles down tight, pulling them against the chair, moving up to also tie your legs below and above your knee carefully from the top so it pulls down but doesn't tie anything off. I know what I'm doing. You are merely a helpless prey for my entertainment. Each and every part of the ropes against your skin, the rough texture, the sensation of the rope as you can't see, can't defend, can't control the situation in any way. Your body is helpless, completely powerless. You cannot escape, and if I don't let you out, you are not going anywhere. Feel my hands pressing against the center of your chest. If I wanted to, I could almost push hard enough to make your breathing difficult. But I won't. Today, what I'm taking is not your body. Your body is merely a tool for my purpose. No, what I'm tying down tight today is your mind. As you think of different ways to escape that all end in failure, you will slowly realize that there is no choice. That you lost before the battle even began. And all I have to do is whisper certain words into your ears. And I could have done this while you were free to move. I could have done this at any time, any moment. I can take your mind away if I so choose. However, there is a lot of fun in knowing that you cannot run away from this. You are completely at my mercy, entirely tied down physically. So now, with everything that you feel and your lack of sight, you have to listen. So I lean in really, really close. Every moment, every part of your mind is listening. There are words that you want to hear, and I'm dangling them in front of you like a carrot. The reward of wanting, almost craving to submit. As if all I have to do is snap my fingers and say a single word to wrap your thoughts entirely around my finger, pulling the strings of your mind like a puppet master. And you, my helpless, powerless marionette, tied down with strings that you forgot you chose. Listen deeply. You will focus entirely on my words. You will pay attention and make sure that you remember. Your mind is powerless. If I decide that your body is unable to move until I let it again, this is what will happen. And this is what will happen now. Because even after I remove the physical restraints, the mental power and influence is still there. The deep surrender of your mind, my victory over yours, is already history that has been written. Something that you may even have forgotten, because this control goes so deep that your conscious mind can easily drift away and forget what your unconscious remembers even more. Of my words, the strings for this puppet are wrapped down tightly around every limb and every thought, and until I finally allow you to move again, you'll find your body not able to move. The feeling of that surprise of how your body obeys my control will feel so intense. And I wonder if you'll ever be truly ready for such feelings. If your mind and body can completely comprehend the effect that my words have on you, how each and every drop can bring you further under my control. Slowly, I remove some of the physical restraints, the ropes around your ankles, piece by piece, taking them away, then your wrists. And your arms and chest, and finally I undo the knot that held the tie in its place as your blindfold and initial restraint, but only the physical restraints have been removed. As you wake, you can notice that the other restraints are very much still present. Drop and allow yourself to realize how good it feels to have truly, deeply lost. In a moment when I wake you, I will grant you access again to your own body. But remember, this desire to submit may linger. And I'm sure you'll know where to look. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, awake. And welcome back. Make sure to stretch.